All right, Rabbosai, good morning. Let's begin. We're picking up page Tav Lamed Aleph. We are finishing this Sefer this week. This is, we are finishing. So Tav Lamed Aleph, Simchas Chaim. Actually a beautiful section. HaChaim Zeh Simcha V'Osher. Life is filled with happiness and osher, joy. Rak, but however, and this is such an incredible statement. Rak Misha Samach Nikra Chai. But the truth is, it is only someone who is happy who is called alive. Ki chayim perusham simcha. Because the reality is, the definition of life is joy, is happiness. Varaya. Sheyeshnam harbe anashim ba'ali mamod michubad ba'olam azev sheba emes in lahem chayim ki in lahem simchas chayim. And I will say, we see this, unfortunately, there are many people in this world who really their lives aren't lives for one simple reason. Because they have no joy. Now, what's the reason they have no joy? She'in lahem emuna. Because they don't have emuna. Kimo sha'am Rabbi Nachman ben Breslov, mi she'in lo emuna, chayov einam chayim. As the Rebbe writes, someone who doesn't have emuna, his life is not a life. V'tekev she'over alav davar, she'in lo lefi ritzono. And you know, when a person doesn't have emuna, so what happens? As soon as something happens that is not in accordance with his will. In other words, when a person doesn't have emuna, so as soon as something doesn't go my way, harehu ma'abed es simchas chayov v'nofa la'atzvos l'yeyush l'dikon. So again, a person goes ahead and as soon as a person doesn't have emuna, then as soon as something doesn't go his way, he loses his simchas chayim. He falls into a state of sadness, of depression, of despair. V'chinu tamid mali b'charados, and he's always filled with fear, b'daigos, worries, bilbulim, lack of clarity, always mixed up, b'redifa atzmis, self-blame, u'kiyotze bazeh, and things like this. It was a very profound paragraph. That when a person doesn't have emuna, person doesn't have simchas achayim. Because when a person doesn't have emuna, Sibo say, when I have emuna, so I believe that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even when I mess up, and even when I make big mistakes, significant mistakes, I believe that's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. And so my goal is to try to figure out what to learn from it, how to learn from it, and how to grow from it. When I don't have emuna, so when I make mistakes, the only thing that comes out of that is an incredible sense of self-blame, of anger, of regret, of remorse, and by definition, I lose my simchas chayim. I have no happiness, I have no joy. And this ultimately is Loshon of Rabbi Nachman. HaMechakrim. So we'll say it's actually an interesting term. Mechakrim. He says, who are the Mechakrim? So Mechakrim are HaKavano La'anoshim HaMefakfikim B'Yisodo Se'emuna. We'll say the Mechakrim are the people who really, again, don't have belief in the fundamentals of emuna. They don't have emuna. Umasbirim hakol apisvaros tivios, and they go out and they just explain everything based on natural reasoning. Gam chayehem inam chayim klal afilo ba'olam hazeh. But say these people, their lives are not lives. In other words, if you don't have emuna, I will say, if you don't have, see, what the Rebbe is really highlighting over here is if you don't have emuna, so failure in life is debilitating. Because if you don't have emuna, then by definition, when I fail, what comes out of that is incredible feelings of anger, of remorse, of guilt, of self-blame, which can become paralyzing. Person has emuna, so even when I fail, I recognize that my failures are from Hashem. So if my failures are from Hashem, okay, my job is to grow, my job is to learn, and my job is to move forward. So he says, the mechakrim, the people who don't have emuna, kam chayeim einam chayim, their lives aren't lives, afilu ba'olam hazeh, ki tekef sheishlam eizad davar shino kiritzonam, because when something happens that doesn't go according to their will, mikol shekin sheishlam eizad tzara, when they have some kind of tzara, azai in lahem lemi lifnos, they have no one to turn to. Me'achar shetolin b'teva chas v'shalom rachmona litzlan vein lahem b'malachios es atzmon klav. Because it will say ultimately again when something doesn't go right for them, so they have no one to turn to. And those are both saying they have no way to make sense of that except to go ahead and blame it on nature. and ultimately, again, by extension, blame it on themselves. And when a person engages in self-blame, when a person engages in self-indictment because things in life don't go well, so by definition, you shut down. You shut down. Aval ish emunos ha-ma'amin ba-Hashem Yisbarach. But a person who has emuna, who believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chayov tovim ma'od. It's actually a very beautiful statement. Person who has emuna, so life is beautiful. Life is good. Ki afilu over alav chas shalom izatzara. Because it will say, even if something happens that I'm not particularly happy with, Rachmana Litzlan, Azai hu gamkin yocholachios es atzmo ba'Hashem Yisbarach. Ultimately, again, he is able to go ahead and literally breathe life into himself. Right? Why? Because ultimately he knows that everything that is happening in his life is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kiboteach ba'Hashem Yisbarach, ki hakol ha-tova. He believes in Hashem and he believes that everything is so good. Or he believes ultimately again that through this suffering, through this difficulty, he will diminish his own iniquity. In other words, the Rebbe says, the idea is when a person has emuna, even the setbacks in life are purposeful. When a person has emuna, even the failures are purposeful. We'll say, you hear this incredible yisod. We see this and we struggle with this, that when we encounter failure, so we think that often we're programmed to think that the way to deal with life failure is to beat yourself up. When you fail, feel bad about yourself. When you feel bad about yourself, you know, that's the sign that you're really pious. That's the sign that you're really heilig. But the truth is, we know this because many of us have lived through this. You gain absolutely nothing by beating yourself up. See, both say, when I beat myself up and I feel bad about myself because of my life failure, the only thing that happens as a result of that is what? Is what? Right? I feel worthless. Right? I feel worthless and I feel bad about myself. Okay? And if I feel bad about myself, I'm not growing. I'm not progressing. I'm not transcending. I'm just literally losing myself and sometimes wallowing in the pain and the suffering of my failure. That's because I lack emuna. That's because I look at that failure as my failure. As opposed to saying, when I fail, yes, of course it is my failure, it's my fault. In other words, I have failed, I need to do something differently. But the reason I encounter this failure is because of the Ribono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to understand something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to learn something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do something. So now suddenly, again, this failure becomes an opportunity for growth. This failure becomes an opportunity for self-transcendence. This failure becomes an opportunity for me to pick myself up and to move forward. Suddenly, again, the failure becomes a growth experience. And when the failure becomes a growth experience on both sides, then even the failure holds the keys to personal simcha. Ki boteach ba'Hashem Yisbarach, ki hakol l'tova. I believe that everything is for good. Oshai di Yisrim Yakom Mefarim. He goes on, ki kavanas Hashem Yisbarach l'vad l'tova. Because again, if I believe that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then by definition, I believe that everything is for good. And if everything is for good, it doesn't mean that it's easy. But at the end of the day, I believe that there is some type of higher purpose. Al kein, ish emunos chai chayim tovim, chayim tov, chayim tovim tamid. Therefore, it's such a beautiful statement. A person who has emuna lives a constantly good life. Life is good. V'tov lo ba'olam hazeh u'ba'olam haba. And life is good in this world. Life is good in the next world. Life is just good. Page Saf Lamed Beis. Aval Mechakrim. Rabbi say, but those who lack emuna, ein lahem shum chayus. They have no life. Lo ba'olam hazeh v'lo ba'olam haba. There's no life in this world. There's no life in the next world. V'zem avuar ma'od l'misha baki bahem. Ki meleyem yisurim tamid kinira b'chush. And Rabbi say, again, you can see this. Why? Because those who lack emuna, Rabbi say, are constantly miserable. Constantly miserable. Everything is terrible. Ki afshar sheis naidam kirsan v'ar Rabbi say. Because again, if I believe that life is all me, then here's the issue. And I don't mean, let's say, in an arrogant way, although it is a shtickle arrogance, if I believe that everything that happens is a result of me. See, Rabbi say, what the Mechaber is pointing out over here is, there's this very fine line between personal responsibility, which is a major tenet of Judaism. I have to take ownership and responsibility over my life, which means when things don't go well, I have to own that. The buck of my life stops with me. I have to own that. at the same time, I also have to recognize that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I remove HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the equation, then you know what happens, Rabbi Hussein? When things in life don't go according to plan, which is like every day, then what happens? I beat myself up. And when I beat myself up, ultimately, again, I have no simcha. So if a person doesn't have emunah, then when things in life don't go well, it's just so overwhelmingly painful. And life is filled with constant suffering, sadness, and setback. This is an incredible statement. Why? Because if there's one thing you could count on in this world, it is that life will not go according to your plan. Hey, and the problem is, some people go through life expecting things to go according to plan. When it doesn't happen, they're going to be miserable. If you're going to get miserable when life doesn't go according to plan, then you are going to be perpetually miserable. And therefore, I will say, because a person lacks emunah, and a person doesn't realize that there is some type of master plan unfolding in my life between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather, the only thing I'm looking at is my plans actualizing in accordance with the way I want them to actualize, life is filled with incredible suffering. Life is terrible. Life is terrible. V'gam kishabon aleim ha'yisurim v'adaykos v'yagonos. And therefore, again, when they find themselves faced with suffering and worrying and difficulty, they have no way to breathe life into themselves. Aval ish kosher me'achar shema'an ba'emes ve'ikr tikvasu olam abo akin chayiv tovim ma'od. Rabbi Yossi, what he calls an ish kosher. So an ish kosher is someone who has emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he believes ultimately again that there's a plan. There's a plan in this world, there's a plan in the next one. His life is very good. I will say, this is a very profound statement. His life is great. When you have emunah, life is great. Now again, I want to give a disclaimer to that. What does it mean? When you have emunah, life is great. It doesn't mean life goes according to whatever you want. It doesn't mean everything falls into place. It doesn't mean, again, smooth sailing until 120. But what it means is you're able to deal with the setbacks. What it means is that when things don't go the way you want them to go, you recognize that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's a plan, that there's a message, and therefore, again, HaKol L'Tova. Ki kol ma she'over alav hu ma'amin she'HaKol L'Tova. He believes everything that happens is for good. Kedei la'askiro she'yashuv me'avonosav o b'shvil kapora alavonosav. In order to remind me ultimately again to do tshuva, or ultimately again to bring kapara for my averos, kedei she'yizkel chaye olam abo, latov hanitzchi k'yotzei bozeh, ad kan l'shono. Ultimately again, to remember the Tov HaNitzchi, the ultimate good, and up until this is all the Lashon of Rabbi Nachman. Nimtza, Shirak al Yidei Emunah Zochim L'Simcha Be'emes. Therefore, Bosei, it turns out that what? That it is only through Emunah that a person is Zocha to true Simcha. Ki Motzim Simcha V'Nechama B'Chol Dov Rafil B'Kashim B'Surim. A person is able to find Simcha and consolation even in the most difficult of circumstances. Why? Because I recognize that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there must be some element of Tavsubos. I see over here that it's almost as if a person has to choose to be happy in life. But in order to be happy in life, you have to have emunah. You have to believe that all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For without emunah, a person simply lives a life of self-blame. A person lives a life of frustration. Person lives a life of personal anger, and by definition is able to gain no real traction. We'll stop over here. We'll pick up the bottom of Tavlam and Beis tomorrow.